Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for choosing Broken Earth Radio Show. I'm Bill. Today's topic is going to be reincarnation. We also have some current affairs to discuss and news from the past couple of weeks. If you'd like to call into the show to share any interesting stories, any experiences, or anything on the current topic, please give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. Now, just one moment while I just do a quick sound check. Sounds okay to me, so please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
And we're back. Happy Tuesday. Isn't it Tuesday? It's Tuesday.
Something like that, yeah.
It's Tuesday. I hope everybody has had a great full moon weekend. Any festivals or any celebrations that you've been doing, I hope it's been wonderful. This is the full buck moon. It's that time where the horns are supposed to be big, horny bucks. Why does it always sound wrong whenever we say anything? It just doesn't sound right.
When we?
You're the leader.
Oh, you're right. So, everybody in the chat room, just let us know that everything's sounding okay. And that, I mean, it's always a struggle every week to get
always something
here. Always like, something there.
Like right now, we were looking at the banner page, and you can't see any of the pictures that we put up there.
I know. It's showing up now, actually. I see two pictures that have gone by, but anyway, so
wonderful.
We're going to be talking about reincarnation, but
yes. I want to tell you something. I am not exactly sure when this happened exactly, because I wasn't even thinking about when it happened. I was just looking at the fact that it did happen. In China, there was a woman who was trapped for 7 hours. She was walking, and I'm telling you, I have had dreams about this. And anyway, she was walking down the road, and I guess she was going to work or somewhere, and she decided that she was going to go down this alley, and then she saw that, you know, she could actually take a shortcut through these two buildings that were so close to each other, but it was almost like walking in between walls. Now, this is something that a child would have a hard time doing, and she was trying to walk through the walls. Well, anyway, she got stuck. And she was screaming, help, help, help. And the reason that nobody bothered was because, you know, the people that were living side by side thought they were so close to each other, they thought she was a ghost in the wall.
That's right. I read that.
So she was, you know, and I'm telling you, I have been dreaming about this because I have been dreaming about, you know, being trapped in between walls and how you just, you know.
What country was that?
It's in China, and you know, she's just stuck. She's stuck, and she's, oh my gosh, it just makes me not be able to breathe. You know, it's just, I'll post it on the show page. It's just a mess. There's a YouTube link, and you can see them lifting that poor woman out. And this was put up on the 16th. So I mean, this just happened, and somebody posts, why were you in the wall? She wasn't just in the wall. She was, she was trying to take a shortcut through a crevice. You know how you can look through buildings or between buildings, and just kind of,
yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's where like a kid maybe could go, or maybe an animal.
Yeah. I've heard stories of that kind of thing before, with kids getting stuck in that, but.
So yeah, she was trying to make a little shortcut and got trapped, and they got her out, but I'm telling you that it's a nightmare. It just makes me just feel like, you know, it makes you feel trapped. Makes you feel a little trapped.
Well, I know that Flipsian is ready to laugh, so maybe that made her laugh. I've got two stories here. May make you laugh.
Or maybe not.
I'm going to read them in a certain way where it adds to the hilarity, just because I'm doing it in a punchline kind of way, you know. On June the 26th, James Blankenship, sorry, it made him sound like he was German then, but maybe he is, Blankenship, 22, pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of breaking and entering into his mother's home against her will. According to the police, Blankenship's mother found her son attempting to break into a home through a first-floor window earlier this month. The young man had not been welcome in his mother's home for approximately 3 months, nor did he have any possessions on the premises, police said. Upon being discovered by his mother, the accused fled the scene. A neighbor alerted the police that he had witnessed a man running behind a nearby home. Blankenship was discovered hiding behind a crawl space not far from his mother's house, police said. At the time of the crime, the accused told officers he didn't think he could be arrested for burglary because it was not night time. So he obviously thought he could get arrested for burglary at night. So if you rob anybody in the day, it doesn't count. A sports medicine doctor in Tennessee managed to be racist, sexist, and condescending all at once by giving a patient a certain diagnosis. Why are you laughing? 55-year-old Terry Ragland was experiencing some lower back pain, so she decided to get it checked out at a sports orthopedics and spine in Jackson, Tennessee, a clinic she'd been to before when she had knee surgery. But this time she saw a different doctor, and the experience only added insult to her injury. After having x-rays taken, Dr. Timothy Swio came in to tell Ragland his diagnosis. He said, "I know what the problem is. It's ghetto... it's ghetto booty." She said, "I think I blacked out after he said ghetto booty. I think my mind was stuck on the phrase because I couldn't believe he said that." Dr. Swear went on to say there's no cure for ghetto booty, but he could prescribe some medication for her pain. Oh, Jesus.
And then she said, she blacked out.
Yeah.
Okay. That is... Are you serious?
Seriously, yeah. It's a case of ghetto booty.
Jackson, Tennessee. You're Memphis. You're Memphis. That's hilarious. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Got the ghetto booty. There's no cure, but I can give you some pain medicine. I think I told you about the woman that was doing the, she was twerking or booty clapping or booty quaking so hard that she had a miscarriage. I'm not laughing at
it. It's not even funny, but I mean,
it's so horrific because how hard were you doing this that you actually
booty clapped your baby to death? I mean, unless it's a story made up to try and stop. Well, it's true.
Don't twerk when you're pregnant.
Do you know what? I forgot about that. I kind of twisted that story around in my mind. I thought it went that she actually gave birth while she was twerking, but obviously that's not right.
You just shook it out.
Shook it right out of there.
Like those people at Walmart that have babies in line and say they didn't get pregnant.
Shove it under a shelf with a hook.
Broken earth after all. Did you have some more?
Certainly do.
Oh, before, but I just wanted to, you know, just in case anybody didn't know, I'm joking. Everybody knows that there's a new royal baby. And I know that there's a lot of people that don't care, but, you know, it's a nice, pleasant, you know, it's like a feel-good piece.
Like I said, you know, congratulations to him and everything, but it's just the hype. It's just, you know, don't believe the hype. It's just ludicrous. It's just on a mammoth scale of all these people waiting to pass a baby around the crowd or something.
Right. Oh, look at the baby. People have babies every day, I realize it.
Exactly.
It's not
well,
royal.
You heir to the throne, but I mean, as far as I know, from what I've heard, the royal family are from German descent anyway, so...
I thought they were French.
Yeah, I thought they were German.
I think they're French.
They were called the Bandestrats and Strands.
I really thought they were French. You would know. You would know more than I would.
Well, you know, they have to serve the people. They're serving the people? No. Just like the police, protect and serve.
Let's stay fun.
Okay. Coca-Cola, are you the dip? Next story. Coca-Cola has used their familiar and distinctive curved script since 1887. I was actually a bit surprised by this story, actually. And since the 1920s, their famous logo has been placed on a red background on the company's classic cola.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But the soda brand is now going green, at least in Argentina. The drink giant has launched Coca-Cola Life, which is sweetened with sugar and the naturally occurring no-calorie sweetener, stevia. Whoa. What's that all about? Normally they're like throwing chunks of aspartame in there. The new product features a striking green label and is packaged in the award-winning plant bottle. This is made from 30% plant material and is fully recyclable.
I might try it. I might try it just because it has the stevia in it.
It'll probably say in brackets, not really. No, it's not aspartame. It's a acetophane K.
Well, you know, it's still, I'm going to tell you, those stevia sweetened soft drinks, they still taste like chemicals. You know, I mean, they satisfy the burn. You know, the best one, and, you know, Zevia is one of the big brands, and the best flavors they have in the Zevia are like the Dr. Zevia, which is supposed to taste like Dr. Pepper. And they have some others like the ginger ale, ginger beer, you know, any gingery thing, it kind of tastes okay, but the best one is the Dr. Zevia, and a lot of people like the strawberry too. But it still has that wah. It still has that diety wah to it. But.
Well, it's interesting because they don't have any plans to bring it anywhere else, just Argentina. I don't know what that's all about. But it says that Coca-Cola Life is 108 calories per 600 mil, which isn't too bad, really. Because it's 250 calories and...
Because it's part Zevia, I'm sorry, part stevia and part sugar.
That's right.
Because these Zevias, they don't have any calories and they have no sodium, which is an issue with sodas too. Because
it's derived from the plant, isn't it, I think.
I'm just talking about the soft drink Zevia.
Right.
It has no calories. There's no sodium. There's nothing. It's.
I thought that was. Some sort of sweetener with stevia.
It's the drink. It's the actual soft drink. Because remember, ordered all those cases. But anyway.
It says, you know, with the new release of Coca-Cola Life, the previous version of the aspartame should be called Coca-Cola Death.
That's a joke, right?
Yeah, that doesn't say it. So I just made that up.
Yeah, and you know what? I would have been going around telling people that.
You believe
it. Oh, yeah. And it feels bad. Anyway.
Aspartame puts the dye into diet.
Okay, you can stop.
All right. I'll read one more thing before I... break. This is just freaking stupid.
Eclipsian said that he saw The Conjuring last Thursday. You really need to see it. Great movie.
Conjuring. I'm sure they were talking about that a couple of weeks ago, asking if anybody had seen it. I think if my memory serves me correct. So
it just started, I think.
Maybe we'll watch that illegally online.
What do you mean maybe? That's all.
You just steal it from the people. Society.
Society.
I'll read out this headline. I said I might not read it all, but I mean it sums it up. Pope Francis offers reduced time in purgatory for Catholics that follow him on Twitter. Do you believe that? I'm not even going to read out the article.
That just sounds like it's a joke. That sounds like a joke.
Yeah, but, you know.
I mean, that just sounds like it's a joke. I just can't even believe that somebody would believe that, you know.
Well, he might have been saying it as a joke, but we all know that he'd probably be serious.
If you take him seriously, he'll be serious.
So, you know, I'm following him now. You know, going to purgatory. For laughing at jokes I shouldn't.
Oh, gosh.
Let's take a break.
You want to take a break?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about reincarnation, and we're going to talk about the Dalai Lama and just how, oh, I love the Dalai Lama. I'm telling you, I just love the Dalai Lama. I just want to just fall out and cry.
Fall out of what?
Just fall on the floor and just cry. Oh. I'm a Dalai Lama fangirl. I really do love the Dalai Lama, for real.
If you follow the Dalai Lama on Twitter, you know, you get...
What do you get?
Towards the path of totality? Don't know.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, right?
Let's say Korn's new album that's coming out, because they had the path of totality, and he was talking about the Illuminati on there, brought a song out, Illuminati. Their new album is going to be called Paradigm Shift. I thought was interesting.
The Paradigm Shifter.
Anyway, let's get on to some awesome tune.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about topic. If anybody wants to call and discuss, give us a call at 347-215-8421. This is Broken Earth Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. That was the cure, just like heaven. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I just talking?
At the moment, no, I'm talking. No, she could not ever. You ever do a phone call and you phone up somewhere and you say, oh, can I speak to so-and-so, please? And they go, oh, yes, you're speaking, please. You are. Well, the other one I do is I phone up somebody and say, somebody's on the phone for you. Oh, who is it? It's me. Duh. Yeah, let's continue with the topic.
Yeah. We're going to act like that whole conversation in the chat room just didn't happen.
In the chat room?
Yeah.
Why? What's going on there?
Nothing. It didn't happen.
All right. Thank you.
Anyway. You know, the other day, I can't remember what I was watching. You were asleep, and I was watching, I just can't remember what it was. But all of a sudden, I just got this realization that, reincarnation, and I don't know why, because I talk about so many things and study so many different things and have been a student and, you know, even a teacher, but I just never had the conversation of reincarnation being circular or being not being linear. And so it just smacked me upside the head. It just smacked me upside the head that when we come back for our lessons, sometimes we may need to go somewhere else to get a lesson. It's not like we're going to, like if something happens and, you know, and you're ushered off this mortal coil in 2020, you come back in, you know, 2021. You could come back in 1642. Or way before that, you know, I went online into some of those, and I Googled it, and of course there are people talking about it, and some people get mad about it. They don't want to, and it's because the way that some people make it sound, or they want to believe, is that if you want to be Joan of Arc, you can be, if you want to have the Joan of Arc experience. It's almost like they're making it seem like this is being John Malkovich, where you can rent out time in somebody's body and you know. But, I mean, I guess if we're talking about something like that, anything's possible. But then, I mean, but if you think about the definition of metaphysics, you know, a meta is a dream within a dream. And so metaphysics would be, you know, just, it's everything is going on at once. You know, it's, you know, time is like a record. It goes around and around and around and around and around. So, you know, what do you think about that? Or what does anybody think about? Does anybody in the chat room have anything to say? Or does anybody have anything that they think about that? Or have you had this discussion before when you were completely wasted out of your mind or or just completely sober and just, you know, like, you know, just all over the place like myself? But do you have anything that you think about that at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you'd like to hear it? You were saying, you know, about being reincarnated but coming back in, you know, 100 years ago, for example. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if that was the case, then it would be changing the future. And somebody would say, well, the future hasn't happened yet, but of course it would for us. So would that mean that you must get reincarnated in a parallel universe to this 100 years ago? And that's what you thought, right? That was the case?
I just, I I mean, honestly, when I was reading, people have all kinds of ideas about parallel universes and a lot of things. But one of the things that, if you've ever met somebody and you have this feeling like I know you, you know, that was one of the things that I was kind of, dabbling in. It's not just, you know, the meeting place in between lives, you know, before you, you know, jump back through it. But also, so, like basically what people are saying is that, especially when people tap into things intuitively, I mean, there's all kinds of different ways to think about this, and this could make some people just want to go nuts. But it's like everything's already happened. This has already happened, and we're just doing it again, or, you know, we're trying to do it right, or some. But, you know, because, and then if you think about this too much, you start feeling like, well, maybe this is Groundhog Day. You know what I mean? And it could also have something to do with deja vu and how you reset it. But it you know, sometimes, you know, we've talked about deja vu before, and it's like, did we just reset at this moment, or in the matrix of life, did you reset something because you're trying to go back and do it right?
Right, of course. see, I thought, yeah, personally, I think that reincarnation does happen, although some people believe that we come back as animals, some if you've been bad and something, come back, but I'm not sure about that myself. I do believe we come back to learn. You know, if we don't learn what we need to and ascend into the, you know, if we don't reach, what's the word, spiritual awareness and transcendence, you know, to the highest level we can, or to a certain point, if we don't do that, we'll keep coming back and learning the lessons that we need to. Like, if... for example, if there was some guy who was like really vain about his appearance or something like that in one lifetime and messing around with his hair all the time, then in the next life he may become bold at a younger age to learn the lesson of, you know, it doesn't really matter that much messing around, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just for example, you keep coming back. And I think, you know, once you reach a certain point where you reach transcendence, you'd go back into the oneness and the everything all that is as a unity of consciousness, and then you have the choice to come back again if you want to. But also, I believe that we've already made the choice to come back here anyway.
Right.
In this case, so probably the best place to find the information of what really happens is people who've probably had near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences. They'd probably be the people to look into to get more information about it, you know. Well, I mean, what's to stop you being reincarnated on another planet?
Nothing.
So, it's pretty much endless. And, of course, if there's parallel universes, then it'd be limitless. Because if it was stuck to this lifetime, if we were going to say that we reincarnated, but we reincarnated 100 years ago, and it changed what's going on now, would everybody's memories suddenly change to a new past without us even realizing it?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I thought about that too, and I also... remember, though, with this sort of thinking, you're not necessarily trying to fix this world. You're trying to learn things for the place that's in between lives. Okay, we'll look at it that way, because this world is just, you know, it's real, but it's like it's not. You know, okay, that's the theory. Okay, now also, one of the things, I mean, that's a theory, but there's another way that I was looking at this thought That's why we have storytellers. That's why there's people that hand down information through mouth, because things could change in time, and you know people could rewrite books, rewrite history, but there's still something about the songs or the stories that people tell, especially like people that live on the outskirts that have been told stories to bring around, and people that actually come from cultures, you know, these things that are not really or wouldn't really be affected by a world that's run by, you know, an Illuminati, so to speak, or anyone that has anything to gain. So it's a complicated thought process. But remember, you know, I really believe that when we come back as babies, we kind of remember. That's why some of us are prodigies. Like, you know, you left your last life, you know, playing piano, and you come back a child that can remember that. But over the years, we start to forget. We try to remember something, but then we begin, when we're being taught the ways of the world that we're in as children, we forget. It's like we get amnesia, and we just become a part of the world. And our goal is to remember something. And you know, and also, like, and you know this, because, you know, we've talked about this probably a zillion times. The advances that science has made within just the past 100 years has grown by leaps and bounds, and you kind of wonder if there's things that were alien-made that were infused into our society, or perhaps, you know, people that were jetting around through time with skills so that they could do something to boost us up.
Yes, there's been a lot of stories of what's called back engineering, supposedly, from UFOs crashing, they back engineered the technology, took it apart, stripped it back to see how it works. That's where stories of like where fiber optic has come from, things like that. But there's also people who've been in have worked for top secret facilities who say that our technology is about 100 years or more ahead of what we know about at the moment.
Right.
The person who put it, comparing it to, you know, the technology that you see on Star Trek.
Right.
It's way ahead of that for the moment. Yeah. There was an article, if you had time to read it in a bit, I'll grab it. It's in a magazine about somebody who believes they are the reincarnation of Nikola Tesla.
Wow. Well, he said he was going to come back, you know. He said that. That was a big deal.
So a lot of his work was suppressed. I think he came up with quite a few, or came up with free energy machines,
right,
which, of course, is always suppressed. Come up with free,
right,
energy, that's it. I mean, those at the top won't benefit anymore. No money will be made because they won't be able to do a lot of stuff free, you know.
Yeah. We're going to take a break real quickly, and when we come back, we're going to talk to a caller. But remember, if anybody wants to share on the topic, give us a call, 347-215-8421. We really would love to hear your input about your ideas about, you know, what we've been discussing. We'll be right back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
Does that sound like a child's voice saying broken earth?
Yes, it sounds like a weird child. So, yes, it sounds like you. Eclipsian was saying in the chat room about the movie with Anthony Hopkins and the girl that is in the horrible car crash. And there's a child born the same day his daughter passed away who displays night terrors where she's trying to claw her way out of a car. And that was, and yeah, I believe it was Good Night, Audrey Rose. I didn't look it up, but yeah, there was another, I think there may have been another movie with that name Audrey Rose in it or something like that. But, or
Rosemary's
something.
Baby.
Yes, Audrey Rosemary's Baby. Right. you know, Lily is waiting on the phone. So you want to talk to Lily?
Lily.
Ms. Lily? Yeah, she wants to talk about the topic. Hi, Lily.
Hi. It's been very interesting. Reincarnation, I find, having studied a bit of theology, I guess work in hospice and helping people in their transitions, I have experienced the spirit leaving the body, and it's different for everybody. And there's a little bit of similarities, but with the reincarnation, a lot of it is that deja vu, I feel, like that completion that we're all supposed to be doing, something that we didn't finish in the past. But I study Native American ancestry as well as the Hawaiian ancestry, and they always say talk story, and I think a lot of people forget to listen to those stories and how it can reflect on what they're learning right now.
Yeah. I am trying to remember any of the storytellers in my family. You know, in my family, we grew up apart from our family, so to speak. Like, we didn't grow up in Oklahoma. But we were closer to the people that were like my father's family, and they had storytelling too, but it was very different. But whenever, my mother is, she is spending a lot of time. She does go to family reunions, and she does try to spend a lot of time now with her family, and in whatever way she can. And they do, I mean, they do tell their stories, but I just, it wasn't something that was ingrained in childhood like it really probably should be. And so we try to do that now. We try to do that with the children now, but of course they just really don't care.
Yeah, they're pretty much self-absorbed, but it's...
Yeah, they're doing other things, too. But it really is important, though, just, honestly, storytellers, we did an episode last year with a friend of mine who's a storyteller, and, she kind of... if you go back and if you listen to, like, our Halloween episode, too, she's, she tells these great stories. But storytelling is something that is... We're not doing much anymore because of books and now movies and stuff and TV shows.
Oh my God, especially electronic distractions. Yes.
Yeah, and even the storytelling that you could find in, like, books and TV shows like Little House on the Prairie and all that kind of stuff, because I love those types of shows. You don't find those anymore because everything is now, you know, it's the reality TV where there's not a script. You know, they're just kind of being told, okay, you're all completely nuts, now go. You know what I mean? So there's it's even stories are not like they used to be. You know,
well,
how to relate to them anymore. Children don't know. It's not. It's just the time that parents, being a single parent, I can tell you, it's time. It's time to get to getting them to understand. People, we don't have it anymore. We don't have. We have the electronic diversions. We have a lot of kids that I see with the self-entitlement issues. They're not patient enough to sit. And it's not ADD. They're not patient. You know. It's
right. Well, they're kids, and kids are already not patient, but now they have to. Now they're even less patient. And I even see that with my own son, who had health issues, and when he was born, we wouldn't let him cry because part of his problem was lung related, and we didn't want him to build up a lot of fluid. So if he ever needed anything, where most children exercise their lungs and he just would squeak and, oh, what do you need? Let's just give him everything. And so now.
Does he have scar tissue now?
Does he have what?
Is there scar tissue in his lungs now?
No.
Okay.
He's good
right.
now. He's really good now. He's
okay.
very good now. But now, you know, if he can't do it right the first time, he has tantrums, he gets mad, he gets angry, you know, he can't deal with rejection. He can't do it. So that's
okay.
something that, you know, that we're working on with him. And he's getting better. He's getting a whole lot better. I mean, you know, he's a really good kid. Yeah, it's all of that. But anyway, I'm sorry. What else was on your mind? We went all over from that to storytelling to, you know, it's all related, honestly. It's all related because it's what we're learning.
It is. And the veil is being lifted and, you know, the old motto, know your history, because I just feel like we're here to experience a lot more than what was in the past, but we can learn from it. Reincarnation is learning from what we've done in the past and making it better so that we can move on with more of a karmic clearing type. And as far as the question, my assignment is over. I'm in love. I have two great kids. I need to financially support them. What's on the table? I know I have a spirit guide named Charlie. I just am not, I want to know what's going on. I need a psychic checkup. How's that?
Okay, well, let's look at, I think what we probably need to check out is just kind of see what your finances are going to be doing. I know that a lot of times I'll tell people, and I know that this sounds kind of lazy, but it's not meant to be lazy. It's meant to actually kind of be grounding. You know, we know what's going on with our money because we agree to what we're going to make. I mean, we agree. Of course, there's always luck. You know, sometimes there's court cases. But normally, most of us, we know what's up with our finances. So what I want to do is I just kind of want to look to see if there's any, you know, possibility for financial gain for you because of something coming up soon, or just, you know, financial change because of change, period. That's what we'll kind of dabble in real quickly. And we're glad to hear that your relationship stuff is doing really well. Really glad to hear that. Bill, you were going to say something, and it just kind of got eaten up.
It's just, all right. You know, you get used to it after a few years.
I do not do that to you.
All I was going to say was, Bill, the moment's gone now. All I was going to say was about storytelling. What's better, you know, for storytelling compared to movies, it can be more personalized to you if someone's reading a story to it, or if you're reading it, because you can imagine yourself in it, and it can be personalized. to mean more to you than you would if you were watching a movie with characters already in it. And, you know, you can create the scenery and the atmosphere yourself, then rely on somebody else doing it for you, you know. That's all I was going to say.
Go on, dear.
Oh, no, I was agreeing with Billy, you know, as far as learning your culture. That's another thing with the American Indians and Hawaiians. And I know the Italian and Irish, these are in my family and my children's family, that when it's more of a relationship, because I build a relationship with that culture and they want to learn the traditions, it's more personal and it sinks in a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But thank
you,
Lulu.
Yeah, I was basically going to say that everything kind of seems like it's going to be the same for a while, okay? But I do see change coming. If you want me to be straight up about when I think that's going to be, which of course I will do, I think it's probably not going to be sometime until next year, okay? And when I say next year, I'm even talking about like this time next year or a little bit further out. And at that point, it actually, you're still taking care of people, but the thing is that it also looks like you are going to be, there's going to be some management added on to it. Like you're going to be doing something that's administrative as well.
Okay.
And of course, when that happens, that's when it looks like you have some financial increase. But, you know, if by chance, this opportunity comes up before, say, like September of next year. I mean, it could be around October of this year, but it kind of seems like it's next year. So
okay.
Financially, I think that, you know, things are kind of going to be pretty much the same for a little while. And so that's what it looks like. What were you going to say?
Oh, I'm unemployed right now. I mean, my assignment
Okay. So you know what? Then, because I don't want you to feel like you're going to be totally unemployed for a while.
For a year,
But the thing is, if it's sooner, like I said, it looks like it's probably going to be around October. But if you start looking in this path now, something that is more like with management and administration involved, you'll probably be able to find this a lot faster than that, okay? Now, I kind of was honestly concerned about there being a space of time with you not working, but I must be behind you because it didn't seem like it was right now.
I'm not working right now. Is that what you're saying?
So I'm saying is that I might be behind you a little bit. Like I might be further off. I might be further off in the past. Because it kind of seems like when I look at this, it kind of seemed like there was going to be a little bit of time, and I was kind of hoping that it was just weeks without work, not months. Okay,
no,
I've already been
months without work.
Okay,
This is the deal.
Start looking for something that has administration attached to it as well. So you're not just taking care of people, but you're also like somebody who may be looking for a nursing supervisor or somebody who may be looking for someone to do
reception managing an office.
Yeah, or like, you know, like there's a word I'm looking for, hospice, like hospice.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times those people that do hospice have to do administrative stuff too, especially if you're doing mental health hospice or something like that. But remember, your character is the High Priestess and the Queen of Swords at the same time. That's why I'm saying she's taking care of people, but she also has, with that sword in there, this can be administrative. I mean, if you have any surgery skills too, you know, this, it can represent that as well. But just, you know, start looking in that direction so we can get you something a whole lot faster than what I threw out to you in the first place, okay? Don't, you know, remember, when it comes to your career, never, never, ever, ever, ever let yourself feel like nothing's going to happen because we divine those paths. We create those paths. Those paths are things that we, like we manifest our destiny, we create those things.
Correct. Okay.
All right.
Does Billy have anything?
Sorry, what?
She wants to know if you had anything to say.
All right. Sorry, I was just reading an article. For the, I'm always doing that, aren't I? She's getting this for the show. Not really. I'm just like to wish you all the best of luck at the moment.
Yeah. Stay positive. Stay positive. Please do. And, you know, remember, you can find us on Facebook under Broken Earth and also Psychic Nunu if you want to have something that's more, you know, intimate and all about you and more time. We can do that, okay?
I appreciate the time you've given me, and thank you.
All right, Lily. Thank you. Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much, dear. Thank you. You know, I was just kind of, there's a quote that I wrote down and I just ran across it. And it is, why do I always say across? I don't always do that. I've been doing that lately. I've been saying across.
That's why with me. Oh, with me introducing the show. Welcome to tonight's show.
I ran across it. Anyway, a child can always teach an adult three things: to be happy for no reason, to always be busy with something, and to know how to demand with all his might that which he desires.
So when I'm submitting for an interview today, they don't give me the money I want. Should I throw a tantrum?
Yes.
I want that now.
Well, what I'm actually so excited about is that this is just something that I've been needing. I've been needing this, is for you to have those people fight for you. I needed that. And I think that, you know, even though it's frustrating for it to start happening, just to hear those, you know, to hear them say, what do you want? What do you need? What can we do? After you've been saying it, you know, but for them to finally see that you really mean it, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
It actually makes me feel, it gives me chills and it makes me feel awesome.
Good. It's just making me feel stressed at the moment.
Well, who cares how you feel?
Well, exactly. It's all about you. So, got calls out again. Try to prepare for the next segments of the show. So, Bill, what do you think? I do listen.
UT really does listen, but then he'll start doing that, and then it just gets crazy. What we're going to do is we're going to listen to another song. You know, remember today's topic is about reincarnation. We're going to be taking another caller after this next song. And if you want to talk about the topic, that's really, really, really what we're really pushing for right now. But you can give us a call at 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. This is Broken Earth Radio.
Well,
yeah. Sorry.
I was just going to say, we would like more people to phone up and share about the topics. You don't really get that many. And we do put a lot of hard work and a lot of commitment into these shows, even when we're not feeling up to it, you know. And unfortunately, sometimes it feels like some people just want to phone up for a read and don't even listen to the show, which is a shame, really. But we would really appreciate if people do share, or even if you're calling up for a reading just to give some sort of input into it, we would appreciate it rather than.
Because we're here for, we want to learn more too. We're all here for each other. We're all here for each other. This is what we do, but you know, we're all here for each other.
That's right.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
Me around. got a house on the water. You know I don't need no land. When I'm dead and gone, bury me in that deep blue sea.
Was longer.
Was it?
Huh?
Who was it?
It is, what's his name?
It's
John Lee Hooker.
Ah, yes, very good. Yes.
John Lee Hooker.
And before that, it was Supermode. Tell me why.
Tell me why did we have to listen to that song? Tell me why.
It was good. You ready for a news article?
Yes, and then we'll take a call.
Okay. A Cambridge University educated research scientist is so desperate to live the life of... What? sorry. I thought it was a full stop there, but it wasn't. That really confused me. I'll tell you why. This is how I read it. A Cambridge University educated research scientist is so desperate to live the life of a wheelchair. Was actually a wheelchair-bound person, she is prepared to pay a doctor to help her become disabled.
What?
Since childhood, Chloe Jennings White has made several attempts at injuring herself so she can finally climb into her own wheelchair. In 2010, she even found a doctor overseas willing to help her become disabled by cutting her sciatic and femoral nerves, but she could not afford the £16,000 cost. I might never be able to afford it, but I know truly and deeply I won't regret it if I ever can, she said, referred to the doctor who might be able to help her become disabled. There's a few...
What?
So she's suffering from some sort of disorder, but it says, Chloe knew at four she was different and wanted to live as a disabled person. She wanted to wear leg braces like her aunt, hurt in an accident. Age nine, she caused an accident to stop her own legs from working, obviously unsuccessfully, probably. Now she enjoys the excitement of downhill skiing because she might fall. She spends most of her time in a wheelchair but is still able to stand up. Psychiatrist says, is it better pretending to use a wheelchair or commit suicide?
What?
I can't find the name of the disorder.
You keep going. I'll be right back, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
Now as an adult, Chloe... brings a chance of me becoming paraplegic gives me a sense of relief from the anxiety caused by BNID.
Could you? Oh, hold on a second. I'd made a mistake, and I don't think anybody heard what you were saying. Could you go backwards? Because when I was going away, I was trying to do something, and I didn't do it.
What,
right.
From what? From the beginning of the show?
The beginning of the show. The beginning of that story.
What? From the very beginning?
Just the beginning of this. No, this just the disorder, whatever the disorder, whatever it is that you were just saying, they missed out on like maybe 10 seconds of it.
Now as an adult, Chloe enjoys the excitement of downhill skiing and possibly she might fall and suffer serious leg fractures. I ski extremely fast and aim for the most dangerous runs, she said. Doing any activity that brings a chance of me becoming paraplegic gives me a sense of relief from the anxiety caused by the BNID. My friends and family can get a little worried about me skiing, as they know I ski very aggressively, and they know that in the back of my mind, I actually want to get paralyzed.
Oh my God, all she has to do is just pretend, or eat a whole bunch of really bad food and then get some inflammation and barely be able to move. She doesn't have to really handicap herself.
Well, I think some of the comments were like somebody had multiple sclerosis, and they'd gladly swap places with her, you know.
You know, I think that all kids kind of want to see what it's like to try something out, but it's got to be something deeper. Well, you know, of course it's,
well, obviously,
it's obviously something deeper.
Psychological.
Yeah,
problem.
Yeah, for to continue to want to continue to do this. It's a trip. Well, we've got some callers in the queue, and let's I think this person here just wants to do a reading. Remember, we really, really, really want you guys to talk about topic. We're limiting our readings now on the show to three, okay? But we can talk about topic. But the number to call in is 347-215-8421, and we're going to talk to Merez. Merez, hi, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello, good afternoon.
Hi. Hi, Merez. What's your question today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling in today in regards to, I would say, love and relationships. I just wanted to know if you saw anything looking more positive in the upcoming weeks or so.
Hold on just a moment. Okay, let's see what's going on in your love life over the next few weeks. One of the things that, honestly, one of our issues is basically one that's just kind of saying that this is it. This is where you are right now. So it kind of seems like there may not be anything profoundly different coming up over the next few weeks, but it does appear that you will have, this doesn't even look like it's necessary. Like maybe the weekend. It looks like maybe close to the weekend you'll have some time together, but nothing really looks different. Nothing looks profoundly different. Okay? It just kind of looks
are
like...
I'm just asking if you're seeing why it's like that, or...
Well, it's just because one of my other issues is just your situation, the way your scenario sits. So, I mean, the way things are, this is how they are, and this is, you know, because you choose to do this, you know, this is, you just have to kind of wait for time together. So it just is really what it is. So nothing really profound seems to be different anytime soon, but it does look like you'll have time together, and that's, right now, what seems like is really the most important thing.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Good luck. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's take the caller at, let's try to get this caller on 619 because we were trying to get them before and they didn't respond. Let's see. 619, this is Broken Earth.
Hi, this is Donna.
Donna? Hi, Donna. Okay. Did you have something that you wanted to contribute about today's topic of reincarnation?
You know what? I missed it. It was reincarnation? Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on. Well, I believe in it, that's for sure. Do you do like past life readings or?
Well, we do. Those are very, very, very intricate and very deep. We do past life readings. We do, soul and spiritual connection readings. We do all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it too hard to do over the air? Or? Is that something you like to do?
Well, that's something that's actually a real reading, Donna. And so that's something that you would actually need to book an appointment to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't really have a specific question. Can it just be general?
Well, we are limiting our readings now to three an episode. Okay. So right now we're kind of looking for people that have something to contribute with topic. If you have a quick question, but we can't take any more questions after this audience. We have to really, stick to our program. But is there just a quick question?
Well, is there a way to find out to connect the past life connection with my current boyfriend? kind of see what it was before?
Well, anyone who studies, you know, spirituality, if you're ever a student of spirituality, you never travel far from your table of souls. So everyone that you have anything that you really deal with, yes, you have a past life connection. You do. It's just about what that is. Right. That's what.
I know that we, you know, the people that we're connected with, I know that we do have past lives. I just didn't know exactly what
right.
the, like, yeah, what kind of relationship it was. It was like friendship, siblings.
Well, let's do that. Let's look and see what your latest life
yeah.
before this one together was like. It actually kind of looks like you guys had, it was a very frustrating scenario because one of you guys was on the outside of the marriage and there was another marriage. It's like, let's say that you were married to someone and then the relationship that you had with him was, you know, he was the person on the outside. So right now you're actually getting an opportunity to have a relationship with each other. That's what it, you know, so if you have a lot of issues with him having issues committing or trust, you know, this is where a lot of this stuff is stemming from. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Thank
no
you.
Problem. No problem.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You there?
Yeah.
The thing is just going so slow. The studio thing is going slow. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say I pretty much didn't hear any words that she said at all, apart from bye-bye.
Well, she was asking if she...
She mentioned something about past lives, but it's just in and out. So was that the same for you?
Yeah, it was for me, too. It was for me as well.
Well, you've had more practice, haven't you?
Well, but she was basically, if anybody else wasn't understanding what she was saying, she was wanting to know if she and her boyfriend had past life experience with each other. And, of course, the answer is yes, because we always reconnect to the same spirits and souls that we knew before, okay?
Right.
And she was wanting to know what their relationship was. And as I was saying, it appears that they had, it was like an affair type thing, and right now this was an opportunity for them to really try to be in the relationship with each other, but there was still trust and you know other issues that they had to work on that were coming from there into now. And remember too, though, you know, a lot of times the relationships that we're in within our lives make us feel paranoid and like we need, you know, so it's like, you know, we carry, there's residuals from all our experiences until we can learn how to really let go of and get exhausted basically with the past and pull it forward to, you know, to really work on, you know, your step-by-step, you know, moving forward. But did you have another thing that you wanted to?
Plenty of stuff to talk about.
And everyone, just so you'll know, we're not doing any more readings this episode. We're just going to be focused on talking about, you know, the topic of reincarnation and really getting more of a spiritual conversation going on. We do have some callers in the queue, and you know, if you want to talk about this, I mean, you know, hang on there. We'll take your call in just a moment. But what were you going
to
say?
And if they do phone up and say, "Oh, I want to read it," then we know they're not listening to the show. Give me my reading.
Keep everybody enthralled. We're not trying to be mean or anything like that. We just want to keep all of our listeners enthralled because we do get, you know, people want to hear, you know, spiritual talk. And we like to have fun and we like to make people laugh and talk about the crazy things that we crazy humans do. But but still, you know, we really want to mend and transcend, and it's not just about, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was going to talk about some other articles, but because we're talking about reincarnation, let me just get this article up very quickly in slow motion. Sorry, just entertain everybody just for a second.
You know, over the next coming weeks, and we've been talking about this, we're going to have some pretty cool guests on the show. One of my friends that I went to college with was a medium. He was actually one of those guys that would sit in the crowded rooms and say, "I see somebody by you," and that sort of thing. Well, his partner in that is starting her own business, and she's actually at the paranormal, this Paranormal Investigators Association, workshop that actually I think it was this past weekend in Florida. But anyway, she is starting her own business, and she's going to be talking about it and dropping a way that anybody can reach her, and it's going to be pretty awesome. But yeah, that's something that's going to be coming up over the following weeks. And also, there's a man that will be talking whenever he gets his show on the road too about his I don't know if there's more than Loretta Lynn, the country music singer, but he's got some ghost tours, ghost investigation, ghost tours that he's going to be taking and telling the stories of all these, old Southern haunted places. And that'll be fun if anybody ever wants to get out there and get it done.
It is warm.
Because you're still.
Okay. Here's somebody called Patrick Flanagan, who believes he's the reincarnation of Nikola Tesla. Here's some bullet points to run through here. This is this is in Uncensored magazine, which I think Ian R. Crane is involved with. That's when my dad went up to, phoned up to order this. He actually ended up talking to Ian R. Crane. He didn't realise at first. Funny thing, he's phoned up, there's no answer. Then a withheld number called back, and he went, "What do you want?" He went, "I was just calling back because you called us." Anyway, this is by Sterling D. Allen, this article, Pure Energy System News. And some bullet points about Patrick Flanagan. He has the same sort of prolific inventive ability. He has sent copies of documents, news stories, awards that collaborate many of his accomplishments, assignments, and collaboration claims. He was born just over a year after Tesla died. He said that when he was a baby, he remembered everything from his previous lifetime and remembers thinking, "Oh God, I have to regrow this body before I can get going again."
Oh my gosh, yes.
I remember great details of Nikola Tesla's life. I don't talk about it much anymore. When he was 7 years old, out of the blue, he told his mom that he was Nikola Tesla. Oh, sorry, he had been Nikola Tesla in his previous life. She said, "Who's that?" not knowing who Tesla was. His inventions come to him in dreams, and if he doesn't get them right, they come to him in vision, sometimes lasting 5 seconds, which give details such as circuit diagrams, part numbers needed to get working part numbers. When I asked him if he recalled lifetimes prior to the lifetimes of Tesla, he said that for 7 lifetimes he was a Tibetan monk. That is where he gained the ability to have the visions that guided his inventive capability. At 8 years old, he was building functioning Tesla coils. At 8 years old.
Wow.
When he was 9.5 years old in North Dakota, he built a 14 megahertz Tesla coil, produced lightnings of bolts 6 feet long, something Tesla couldn't have done because he didn't have the electronics we have today. When it was activated with just 100 watts, it would peg the meters of his ham radio friends halfway across the globe as if he had a 1 kilowatt transmitter. The neighbors got upset because their mechanical alarm clocks would start going off and they would get shocks from everything they touched. One neighbor went to brush his teeth and he got shocked when the toothbrush was still Oh, right. One neighbor went to brush his teeth and he got shot when the toothbrush was still 4 inches away. So Patrick had to shut the thing down and stop using it. At the age of 13, invented the neurophone, which includes a Tesla coil that bypassed the 8th cranial hearing nerve and transmits sound into long-term memory centers of the brain through a dormant amphibian/reptilian hearing organ, which was previously thought to be an organ of balance. The saccule sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
At 14, for a school science fair, using spare parts left over from a ham radio, he invented an atomic missile detector capable of detecting atomic missiles within a 4,000-mile radius, which was picked up by the U.S. government. Then, at age 17, he'd received all radio antenna-related licenses attainable. In May 1962, Life magazine called him a unique, mature, and inquisitive scientist. His personality is similar to Tesla's, motivated not by money, but by a desire to help the planet. He's a proponent of peace, not war. He believes in benevolent extraterrestrial intervention upon our proving ourselves to be peaceful. Should we continue? There's quite a lot more.
Well, I mean, you know, he sounds like he's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But there's an interesting thing that you said about, you know, the feeling of, oh my gosh, I have to grow up in this body and start all over again. Because,
yeah.
I mean, do you remember feeling like that? Does anybody else out there remember feeling like that? Because I remember feeling like that. I remember thinking that I was Chinese when I was very young, and I had no idea what Chinese was. I was just Chinese. That's what I was. And I remember having a conversation when I was little with my mother about being Chinese, and she's like, "We're not Chinese." And I was literally crushed. I mean, there you go. I mean, you know, there's things that we remember that we bring forward. You know, if you're ever drawn to a particular type of culture, if you're ever drawn to a particular type of thing, or, you know, it's because there's something inside of your DNA that it resounds in you.
Yeah.
Go on.
Just read out this article. It's a news article.
Mm-hmm.
The largest colony of seahorses in Britain has been wiped out after their habitat was destroyed by pleasure boat sailors, it was claimed yesterday. Studland Bay in Dorset had been the only place in the country where two species of native seahorses lived. The delicate environment has been destroyed by the number of pleasure boats that moor in the area in fine weather.
Mm-hmm.
The anchors are said to churn up the eelgrass beds that provide the perfect breeding ground for the endangered creatures. 5 years ago, marine experts recorded 20 spiny seahorses at Studland and one pair of the short-snouted species. Since then, the numbers have fallen steadily. Let me just read out some. So, there you go. Here's some seahorse facts for you. Seahorses could be wiped out within 10 years. Numbers have declined worldwide by 80% since the 1990s. The Chinese medicine industry is said to consume 150 million every year, promoting products as a cure for everything from impotence and baldness to kidney problems. Seahorses pair for life and have a long and elaborate mating ritual. It is the only creature where the male has a true pregnancy, carrying the female eggs in his pouch and gives birth to as many as 2,500 fry. London Zoo has given seahorse couples private honeymoon tanks to boost mating. And males are said to have Rod Stewart syndrome, seeking out the tallest female partners.
Is that what they call it, Rod Stewart syndrome?
Yeah.
That's true. You want to take a call?
We can do it.
Okay, all right. Remember, everybody, our topic today is reincarnation, or if you want to talk about any of the crazy stories that we've put out there, give us a call, 347-215-8421. 469, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you today?
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra. What did you want to share with us about your ideas?
about reincarnation?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a question that I am curious about a dream that I had years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I dreamed that it was my husband was in the dream. The guy that is currently my husband now, but he wasn't a black guy. He was it's like we were in England because we had on the royal dress. It's basically the attire that we had on. And I was being chased. Me and another guy was being chased by my husband.
Wow.
So
yeah, it sounds like you were remembering. It sounds like you're remembering. You're remembering that in one of your lives, you know, your husband was someone that was probably in love with you, and you didn't love him, and so he was gonna come get you. You know what I mean? That's exactly what it sounds like. That's exactly what that sounds like. It does. But yeah, but we were talking earlier about reincarnation and how, a lot of people. We've been reading up on it and we've been discussing it really because, we kind of think that reincarnation is linear. Like, if you pass away in 2020, you'll come back later on that year or in 2021. But actually reincarnation is something that whatever experience you, the real you, the person who you truly are outside mm-hmm. of this body that you're in right now needs to have that experience. You need to have this experience for something. So you may need to go back to the 1800s, or you may need to go back to, 1500. The dream that you had could be a foreshadow of what you'll experience next. But our real task is to try to remember and not lose it all when we're being raised again.
And the thing is that we were not black. We were... like I said, it's more like we were in like another country, like England.
Right, like you were British or something. You were British people.
Yeah.
You were English.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah, and we never travel far from that table of souls. We never do. So of course, you have a past life connection with the people that you're close to. You're going to deal with these people for a long time. And even if you have a longing to break away from the people that you're with and find new ones, these are still mm-hmm. people that you find because you still have a connection with them. You're looking for who you're really supposed to be with. And that could be the lesson that we're learning too. Like if you need to be able to get away and go over, and go to Australia, you just can't stand being in the States. The lesson that you're learning is the length that you'll go to get to the soul that you're really trying to be drawn to.
I do feel out of place in the sense, like, I don't know, it's like I'm just out of place. And,
yeah.
I've been trying to find, what truly, truly, truly makes me happy, but to be honest, I haven't found it yet.
Right. Right.
So.
Well, it's a struggle. It's a struggle that a lot of us have. But just over the next few days, burn yourself some brown candles. This is good too because we're in this full moon period. We have like tonight and tomorrow left in the full moon cycle. Burn your brown candles because brown is the color that we use when we're needing to get clarity or to keep confusion down. And just imagine yourself in different situations. Imagine yourself taking care of people. Imagine yourself feeding people. Imagine yourself, whatever it is, just imagine yourself and just seeing yourself doing things that you could imagine doing for a long time or starting a blog or writing a book. But the thing is that creative part of you, you just need to create. But visualize yourself doing those things and see on the other side of that what you think and let us know. Let us know what, you know, the path that you think that you want to start taking. I really do understand that.
I like know what I want to do, but I feel like I'm being blocked. You know, every time I push towards it, like I put out like so many applications for teaching, and nothing. I don't know if anything is going to open up for me or.
Well, you know, you just got to keep doing it, dear. You just got to keep doing it. You got to keep pushing forward. And if there is something to be said about if something's not happening yet, it's because that's a place where you're really not supposed to be. But you don't get discouraged just to see yourself teaching maybe in a different arena, like perhaps you should be training people in a job setting. But just keep pushing it out there just because, you know, if you really feel like this is what you're supposed to be doing, then you will be.
That's actually what I'm getting my master's in is, you know, to teach in a corporate setting. In the meantime, I was trying to get something like in the public school system setting.
Right. Well, just keep pushing it out there, dear. Just keep pushing it out there. And thank you so much for contributing in the conversation today, LaChandra. It's been really nice meeting you. And good luck. Good luck, sweetheart.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. That's interesting, though, having dreams about it. You know, it's in us. It's in us. It's in our minds. It's in our DNAs. It's in our soul, you know. So you remember. There's things that we remember. Let's play a song. Let's play a song and, you know, come back. If anybody has anything to share about our topic, which is reincarnation, if anybody has anything that they want to share about any of the wacky things that we've been talking about today, give us a call. Our number is 347-215-8421. I'm so sorry. What were you going to say?
I was going to say something.
I thought you were going to, because you said...
Oh, well, I was just saying, I didn't hear what you said.
You didn't hear anything she was saying?
No. It doesn't matter. You don't need to explain to me. I just wanted to let you know. She said, Phil, Bill, what do you think about that? I just, you know, I didn't...
Okay. Okay, so we need to work on... You're not hearing things. So did you try turning up your headset?
Yes.
I know. I'm just messing with you. But
Master, I know what's, you know, it's just because, you know, it probably sounds clearer for you, but with me being all the way over here, it just sounds muffled and, you know, it depends on people's microphone quality as well. So anyway, let's play this song.
Okay. Remember, this is Broken Earth Radio. You've reached us today. We're here every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. UK.
UK.
Broken Earth. We'll be right back.
Excuse me. Sorry. Oops.
absolutely one of my favorite songs of all time. And I'm going to tell you, that entire soundtrack for that movie, The Wicker Man, the original Wicker Man, starring Christopher Lee, is one of the... One of the most incredible soundtracks ever. If you can find that on Facebook, it's the original Wicker Man, not that crazy debacle with Nicolas Cage in it that was just nuts.
I haven't seen that. Although the first vinyl record I ever bought was when I was about 1998, so how old were I then? So 13, something like that, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
14, and it was Iron Maiden, Wicker Man. Picture disc, it was only £1.49. It was like a 12-inch picture disc with the Wicker Man on it, burning and everything. Pretty freaking awesome.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that movie was just awesome. It was the greatest. It was the greatest of all time. And, that soundtrack, the guy who wrote the music for the movie, because the movie was not really that big of a hit. This is a little interesting, little known fact. It's funny because the kids, they'll say, it's a little known fact because nobody cares. You know, so that's just what... dealing with on a daily basis, but anyway.
So I thought those kids need some
appreciation for a little
discipline.
Whatever. You know, look how spoiled they are. But anyway, the guy that wrote the music, because the movie was not a big success as he anticipated, and everybody said it was going to be, just went completely nuts, and he buried the music underneath a bridge somewhere, and somebody found it, and but anyway, the music is incredible. I think it's just awesome.
I agree.
I love it so much. But anyhow, you were going to say something incredible.
Well, David Cameron, Prime Minister over here, is banning internet pornography.
Really?
Unless you opt in for it.
You have to opt in?
Yeah, because it's destroying children's minds if they accidentally stumble across it. I think it's up to the parents to restrict those kind of things, because there are settings and that you can change it, but I mean, you shouldn't have to block the whole of Britain from watching pornography just because the chance that kids could stumble across it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And I mean, I've heard stories of, you know, kids running across, like, you know, in their VCRs or their DVDs, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
With people, when people had those things. and like, you know, parents left things in there, you know, that's the parents' fault completely.
Yeah.
But, you know, child sees it. And yeah, I understand where you are with that. I just don't know. I mean, I'm not a prude or anything. I just don't know how I feel about it. I don't know how I feel about that. And you know, not only that, but it's just such a dark, the thought of, oh gosh, it's just, you know, all this control that people are doing. It's just such a dark.
What's that? I mean,
place.
What are they going to do next? You know.
And it's like, you know, I don't even really care about that stuff, but, you know, just the thought that of it being restricted, it's just a dark day. It's a dark thought. It's a very, very dark thought. I really don't even know what to say.
Well,
we don't need it, but it's something that's still, you know, nice to be able to know that you're not being limited.
Nice that you can go watch some porn. Know what I'll be doing?
Not that.
opting out, of course.
Of course.
To protect the children. Really.
Oh, my goodness.
But RFID chips, you know, the radio frequency identification, you know, the government is supposed to be, I think some people have got them, you put them, they're implanted into you, you know, like some form of identification, which a lot of people don't want to do. Anyway, you know the Mythbusters. Well, somebody's actually stopped them from talking about them and, you know, doing experiments with them and stuff. Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
Well, okay, it's something else. Anyway, I won't read the whole article. This is crazy. An alleged rape victim who was jailed in Dubai for having sex outside of marriage has spoken about her ordeal. Marty Deborah Dalels was sentenced to 16 months in prison for having sex outside of marriage after she was raped by a co-worker in March during a business trip to the city. But when she reported the attack to the police, she herself was arrested. The Norwegian 24-year-old claimed during an interview about the assault, police asked her, "Are you sure you called the police just because she didn't like it?"
Shut up. Be quiet. Did they really say that? Monsters in the world.
I've got to save some articles for next week because we've only got a few minutes left.
Yeah, we have just a few moments left and we want to close the show out properly. Well, I'm going to tell you, I had a good time today and I hope everybody else did too. You know, let us know, you know, what you think about, you know, today's show and let us know what you think about the format, if it feels engaging to you, to limit the readings, the personal readings, so that, you know, you feel like we're talking about what we're supposed to be talking about or what we plan on talking about, because we know that a lot of people come here because they're looking for humor and spirituality and fun and just people that are like-minded and you know.
Well, we've certainly got a mixture of all that, you know. It's hard to cover everything because, you know, life's all about the universe and everything.
Right.
And you know what? It's really difficult trying to fit all that in with a full-time job as well. Because everything's connected, so you want to learn about everything. So I think we get a good mixture of things in here. But, you know, I always like to throw the funny headlines in there, like diagnosed with ghetto booty. And, of course, last week's headline, if you wanted to go and listen to what it was about, but the headline was something like, "The ghost of Michael Jackson bummed my monkey." You can go and check that out on last week's show.
That was crazy. That was absolutely the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Well, if anybody wants to drop me an email, a personal email to me, it's Bill Doyle, that's DOYLE at live.com. And of course, you can find us on Facebook and places of that nature.
And you know, the links to the our website and all that are the banner page.
Oh God, 90 seconds to go.
Well, let's close the show out properly. And thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK.
8 p.m. in the UK.
That's
right. Thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you guys very soon.
Bye.